Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. A 4-year-old child has died after she was buried on Sunday by a large amount of snow that slid off the roof of a North Pole home, trapping her for several minutes. According to Alaska State Troopers, the child was not breathing and did not have a pulse when she was found. She was stabilized at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and flown to Anchorage for further treatment. Troopers stated in a news release that a woman called at 1:21 p.m. to say she couldn't find her granddaughter. The North Star Volunteer Fire Department responded to that call and, with the help of family members, located the child under 5 feet of snow. North Star Volunteer Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Wells, who was on the scene, estimated the child was buried for 8 minutes. Wells said the family was about to leave the house together and that the child had gone outside first. The parents then heard the snow come crashing down from their metal roof. Wells said the storm door leading to the back porch area opened outward and that that door was jammed because of the snow. Wells said medical personnel began treating the child immediately after the child was dug out of the snow and she was treated all the way to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. Wells said he is not aware of any injuries she may have received from the falling snow. Wells said he has worked in emergency fire services for 30 years and has never seen anything like this incident. He has responded to avalanches at the Arctic Man event in the Hoodoo Mountains and also in Cantwell, and said the North Pole incident was a similar situation. A week of high-level cross-country ski racing wrapped up in Fairbanks yesterday with women's and men's marathons. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the races, including 3 national championship events, showcased the nation's top Nordic skiers, including numerous Alaskans.
U.S. ski team star Jesse Diggins of Minnesota swept the individual races at the Birchill Recreation Area, capping the week by winning the women's 30-kilometer skate technique race Sunday.
She won the skiathlon on Monday, going away. She won the sprint race on Wednesday, and here she is, coming to win again, good number one Stratton Mountain skier, Jessica Diggins, the 30-kilometer
It was the end of a very long racing season, and Diggins, who ranked 6th in the world this year, says being back in the United States and racing among friends enabled her to muster a little extra energy.
And just focus on having fun instead of putting pressure on myself, and then it was easier to go fast again, I think.
As she did throughout the races in Fairbanks, Diggins bested teammate Keegan Randall of Anchorage in Sunday's 30K. Randall is a former World Cup champion who is coming back strong after having a baby.
I didn't really have expectations, and overall I think it went really well, but it's amazing. I could feel almost every couple of weeks my body changing and getting slowly back to normal. So, I'm really excited to feel back to 100%.
Randall's home club, Alaska Pacific University, placed several athletes atop the standings over the week-long 4-race series. On Sunday, Chelsea Holmes was 3rd, Rosie Frankowski was 5th, and Becca Rorabaugh was 12th. Rorabaugh, who grew up in Fairbanks, says it was great to finish the season in her hometown, describing her pre-Olympic year as solid.
I think this was maybe one of the more consistent seasons I've had, but very few spectacular performances. So hoping to kind of get that high end going next year.
APU skiers also crowded the top in the men's 50-kilometer race. Scott Patterson of Anchorage broke away to take the top spot, just like he did in last week's opening day skiathlon. Patterson says he's feeling good about making the 2018 Olympic team.
I got quite a few World Cup points over the season and then finish off real strong here. So, I mean, I think I'm putting myself definitely as one of the big names up there for next year and make it happen next year.
Minnesota's Brian Gregg was 2nd in Sunday's 50K. With the race season complete, Gregg says he's ready for a break, and that starts this week, leading a group of athletes to the North Slope village of Point Hope to teach skiing.
Work with the entire school and the entire community to come and ski, and yeah, it's a big party. We're basically skiing from 8 in the morning to 8 or 9 at night, and I love it.
Gregg was followed in yesterday's race by APU's Eric Packer of Anchorage, whose podium finish capped his return to racing after suffering a concussion in a January car accident.
Now that I'm finally allowed to race and come back here, I just really wanted to make it count. And it was a blast.
Another APU skier, Tyler Cornfield of Anchorage, was 4th in the men's 50K. Alaska will again be the venue for major ski races next year, with Anchorage scheduled to host pre-Olympic national championships in January. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.